Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 22, we head to Beirut. Beirut's architectural landscape has changed enormously over the past few decades, thanks in no small part to its 15-year civil war. But it's those very relics of the war that are now at the heart of debate about what should be kept and what should be retrieved. Monocle's Beirut correspondent, Venetia Rainey, explains why the egg is such an important part of the city and its history.
If there's one building that sums up Beirut for me after nearly 4 years of living here, it's the egg. A spaceship-like building sat two floors above ground level, the egg is also known as the dome, the bubble, or the soap, all of which speak to its obstinate roundness in a part of the city that is increasingly dominated by hard lines and sharp corners. It sits right in Beirut centre, just a stone's throw from a major mosque, a major church, and the country's Statue of Independence. In a former life, it was a cinema, part of the avant-garde Beirut city centre shopping and office complex, designed by Joseph Philippe Karam in the 60s. But it was only half finished when the Lebanese Civil War broke out in 1975. And because it was right on the front line between East and West Beirut, that's exactly how it remained during 15 years of fighting. As a result, the building's skin is a mess of scars, deep cuts, and gaping wounds. And the destruction didn't stop there. After the war, an adjoining tower, one of two that was supposed to be built, was pulled down when a government ministry briefly considered setting up shop there. The plan fell through eventually, but it left a giant pit exposing the empty subterranean car park that's still there today. As the 90s wore on, Beirutis slowly started to reclaim the war relics of their city, and the space was used as a nightclub, an exhibition space, and a cultural platform. Sadly, all of that ended when Solidaire sold the valuable plot of land to an Emirati company and then to a Saudi company. Solidaire is the private real estate company that was put in charge of reconstructing and redeveloping the area known in Beirut as downtown in the wake of the war. For many, they are responsible for gutting Beirut's beating heart and turning it into a gulfy playground. Unsurprisingly, Solidaire does not agree with this assessment. Regardless, the fact remains that most of Beirut's historic buildings have been replaced with two perfect golden sandstone buildings, a sanitized architectural landscape that belies the city's checkered past. These days, few buildings remain to remind citizens of the years when downtown was synonymous with death and destruction. And that's exactly why the egg has become so symbolic. Not just to me, but to thousands of ordinary Lebanese who have watched their capital undergo traumatic waves of transformation in the past few decades. Previously a frontline in the war, it's now a frontline between heritage activists and real estate developers. There have been vague plans to turn it into part of a new Mandarin Oriental hotel for years, but nothing seems to be happening so far. Civil society groups and architects argue that it should be renovated for public use, instead of being privatized like so much else in Beirut. So, for the moment, the egg is in limbo, waiting for higher powers to decide its fate. From afar, it's a striking, elegant piece of design, but up close, it's crumbling and in desperate need of some careful restoration. It contains multiple realities. Some see it as a relic of Lebanon's long-gone golden era. Others see a painful reminder of a war that tore the country apart and took hundreds of thousands of lives. Others still see potential for something new, whatever form that may take. For me, that sums up Beirut. Just like the egg, this is a place whose past, present, and future continue to be picked over and disputed. Evocative, messy, unapologetic, and unforgettable. That's the city I've grown to love.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Venetia Rainey for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.